From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Molly Burke reports for the Times Union that a report from New York's comptroller released September 25th says many rural counties face difficult economic and quality of life conditions because of population loss, aging residents, a shrinking labor force, and a lack of access to housing, health care, food, and broadband service. Greene and Delaware counties are among the 10 rural counties studied in Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli's report. From 2011 to 2021, the 10 counties lost 3.4% of their population, while during the same period, the rest of New York's population rose 4.2%. The rural counties are much older, too, with the median age rising 6.5% from 43 years to 45.8 years, compared to 39.2 years old in the rest of the state. And the affordable housing crisis can be explained with this sentence, and I quote, "More than 32% of housing units in the rural counties are vacant due to their use as second homes and vacation residences," end quote. New York has a $100 million plan to revitalize rural communities' downtowns and a $21.7 million rural rental assistance program and $9.4 million for expanding rural health care access. DiNapoli said, and I quote, "Demographic and other changes pose difficulties for local and state officials as they look for policies to boost communities and increase connectivity and access to health care and other services. Yet the shift in remote work and migration from the urban areas could offer opportunities for rural communities to grow and thrive," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Liz Montgomery reports in Porcupine Soup that a New York State report says that visitors to Greene County spent an estimated $283 million in 2022, up $52 million from a year earlier and $90 million more than in 2019. Travelers to Catskills spent 51% on lodging, 20% on second homes, and 14% on food and beverages. Warren Hart, Greene County Deputy County Administrator and Director of Economic Development, Planning, and Tourism, said during a recent meeting of county lawmakers, and I quote, "We have surpassed where we were in 2019, before the pandemic. We all know how important the tourism travel sector is to Greene County," end quote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Spencer Conlon reports at New York State of Politics that Attorney General Letitia James has New York in a lawsuit from the Federal Trade Commission and 16 other states, accusing Amazon of using its position in the market to inflate prices, overcharge sellers, and stifle competition. Amazon Senior Vice President David Zapolsky posted a statement saying the company is not acting as a monopoly, saying, and I quote, "Over the last several years, we've engaged cooperatively with the FTC during a broad-ranging investigation of our business. It was our hope the agency would recognize that Amazon's innovations and customer-centric focus have benefited American consumers through low prices and increased competition in the already competitive retail industry," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.